From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Puerto Rico woke up Thursday morning to catastrophic damage and flooding after Hurricane Maria. The major storm roared across the Caribbean island on Wednesday, and the devastation, especially power outages, is island-wide. Rear Admiral Peter Brown heads the U.S. Coast Guard's 7th District, headquartered in Miami, which includes the U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. He spoke with me by phone about the massive recovery effort those islands face after Hurricane Irma and Maria, and the Coast Guard's role. Admiral Brown, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tim.
What's your assessment so far, given what you've heard of the extent of the damage on Puerto Rico after Maria?
Well, the initial reports we have, including both the TV reports that I've seen and also reports directly from my unit commanders on the ground in San Juan and in Aguadilla, where we have our Coast Guard air station, are that there's a significant level of structural damage, widespread power outages, widespread lack of fresh running water, and significant communications outages. And that's for the major metropolitan area of San Juan. We can expect farther to the south and east of Puerto Rico especially, and then on the neighboring islands of Culebra, Vieques, and even on St. Croix, to see much more significant damage.
The hurricane made landfall at southeast Puerto Rico. The flooding there is expected to be really serious. How hard will it be to get your personnel and equipment into that deeper area of Puerto Rico far away from San Juan?
That's a great question. And one of the things that we address as we prepare for a storm is moving our assets out of the storm's path and then predicting what's the best way to get back in after the storm, recognizing those kind of transportation and communications disruptions. So what we did is we took several of our cutters, some of them home ported in Puerto Rico, and one of our major cutters home ported in Florida, and we moved them southwest of Puerto Rico. They're now coming back in, so we're not reliant on roads or air transportation.
We've only heard of one fatality so far on Puerto Rico, and although there has been catastrophic flooding and property damage, is this as bad as you were expecting?
Well, I think the physical damage certainly is going to turn out to be devastating. But I've been in the Coast Guard for 32 years, and my first tour of duty was actually in Puerto Rico. So I've been through through many hurricanes, and one difference that I can see is the willingness of people to listen to civil authorities and the forecast predictions has played a major role in reducing the loss of life associated with hurricanes. So our priority after life-saving search and rescue is to restore the seaports, the facilities, the channels, to get critical supplies, petroleum and other power generating supplies and responders into Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Before Maria hit Puerto Rico, of course, it first hit Dominica and Guadeloupe and some of those smaller islands. They were devastated. Will the Coast Guard be playing any role in helping them recover from even worse damage?
We do have a measure of search and rescue cooperation and coordination, particularly with the French government, who has a rescue coordination center in Martinique. So if there are any search and rescue needs that overlap or abut our two search and rescue regions, we'll certainly participate with the French in resolving those cases.
Have you heard if islands on the U.S. Virgin Islands like St. Thomas and St. Croix took as bad a hit from Maria as they did from Irma?
St. Thomas took it worse than St. Croix from Hurricane Irma. St. Croix took it worse than St. Thomas from Hurricane Maria. And, of course, the island of St. John also took a blow. You combine that, all three of the major U.S. Virgin Islands were terribly impacted, and recovery will take some time.
Is this the worst year you've seen yet for hurricanes hitting the Caribbean?
It's certainly a unique combination. I was talking to my staff this morning. We have just completed 4 weeks of sustained hurricane response and recovery operations Coast Guard-wide, first with Harvey, then with Irma, now with Maria. And we've had to surge assets and people from one storm to another to another. And there's some wear associated with that. But we're responding to that call, and it will certainly continue for some time to come.
Well, thank you very much again, Admiral.
Thank you, Tim.
After I spoke with Admiral Brown, the Coast Guard helped rescue a woman and two children from a capsized boat off Puerto Rico's coast. One man, however, was found dead inside the vessel. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.